From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal grand jury approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian interference in U.S. elections, a probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. He's been looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election. Mueller also is examining the possibility the president may have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is President Trump's spokesperson.
There's still no evidence of collusion between the president and anyone. If any collusion took place, it would be between the DNC and the Clintons. And I think we're starting to now see that all of the things that the Democrats had accused this president of doing, they were actually guilty of themselves. And I think that's a really big problem that should be certainly looked at.
Mueller probe examining also possible financial ties between the Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. Public anger rising in the U.S. territory Puerto Rico as details emerge about a no-bid contract awarded to a little-known U.S. company to restore the island's power grid, which was destroyed by Hurricane Maria. U.S. lawmakers have begun demanding closer scrutiny of the $300 million contract awarded to a company based in the U.S. state of Montana, in the hometown of the U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, who has denied any role in the contract. Even before the U.S. State Department determines whether ongoing atrocities by Myanmar's military against ethnic Rohingya Muslims qualify as ethnic cleansing, members of the U.S. Congress are trying to pressure Myanmar de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi to speak out more forcefully on the issue. More than 600,000 Rohingya now in Bangladesh. This is VOA News. United States and South Korean defense leaders say they have military options and enough countermeasures to respond to the accelerating threats by North Korea. Speaking to reporters today in Seoul, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, that is, he says his regime threatened peace and stability on the peninsula. Mattis also denied the possibility the U.S. would accept North Korea as a nuclear power.
Our combined effort is to deter that sort of threat or to have military options, many different military options, that would realistically reduce that threat as low as possible. And yes, we do have those options.
At the same press conference, South Korean Defense Minister Song Yong-mu said the U.S.-South Korean alliance would forcefully respond to North Korea's provocations. Political crisis in Spain deepened as lawmakers in the Catalan regional parliament voted to officially declare independence from Madrid. Henry Ridgewell has the story.
In a vote boycotted by the opposition Friday, regional lawmakers voted to declare independence from Spain. Catalonia's president called on supporters to remain peaceful.
You will have to maintain the momentum of this country in the coming hours, particularly where peace, civic responsibility, and dignity are concerned.
Just over an hour later, Madrid delivered its response. Senators voted to approve the triggering of Article 155 of the Constitution, allowing the government to dissolve the Catalan Parliament. After an emergency cabinet meeting, the Prime Minister announced he would impose direct rule on Catalonia and called snap regional elections. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Mexico's top electoral crimes prosecutor says he's dropping the appeal against his dismissal, which opposition lawmakers had depicted as an effort by the ruling party to blunt an investigation into the possible illegal campaign financing. Government dismissed Santiago Nieto a week ago for revealing parts of an ongoing investigation into possible illegal campaign money from a Brazilian construction company in the 2012 presidential elections. President Trump says he has now ordered the release of all files pertaining to the assassination of U.S. President John Kennedy in 1963. He had originally ordered hundreds of files would remain secret, at least temporarily, in the interest of national security.
That's the latest world news from VOA.